To the search for the perfect lie detector. For almost a century, the best known method of trying to catch people in lies has been the polygraph, which measures physical responses that supposedly indicate when a person is lying. But people can beat polygraphs. So now some entrepreneurs are offering a new technology they say is foolproof. Here's Gigi Stone.
Harvey Nathan is on a mission. He wants to prove he's not a liar.
It's a gut-wrenching experience. It's bad.
In 2003, his deli in South Carolina caught on fire. Nathan's insurance company accused him of deliberately setting it and pressed criminal charges.
It's very frustrating to go through it.
So Nathan went to a new company called No Lie MRI, which says it uses the most formidable lie detector ever by actually mapping the portion of the brain that's used in deception.
These are all about people being vindicated when they've been wrongly accused.
The technology is called functional magnetic resonance imaging, or fMRI. Here's how it works. When someone lies, areas of the brain are more active. When the brain is working hard, more blood, pictured here in red, rushes to specific portions of the brain. And that's what can be detected.
We got about a 90 to 95% accuracy on figuring out people.
Researchers testing the technology agreed to let us try it out. Our experiment started with a mock crime. I was told to either steal a ring or a watch and then go under the fMRI machine and lie about what I had taken. This is what my brain looked like when I was telling the truth. And this is my attempt at being dishonest.
So based on this movie, we said she stole the watch and is lying about it.
Apparently, I'm one of the worst liars they've ever seen. The technology is still not admissible in court, but there's potentially a huge market for companies and government agencies looking to screen employees.
It gave me the opportunity to clear my name.
Now Harvey Nathan believes he has proof he is innocent, and the pictures of his mind give him more peace of mind. Gigi Stone, ABC News, Charleston, South Carolina.